Frederick Steg Nelson and his wife, Betsy Moss, had their first child in their apartment above the Cabbage Shed, a popular restaurant and tavern in Alberta. That's where I met them to hear their story. When they found out they were expecting, they decided that their goal was to have a home birth with a midwife because Betsy was not comfortable in the hospital setting.
I did just know it wasn't a good mental place for me. And if, in my opinion, your body and your mind are so tied. And so if you're not in a good place mentally, your body's just not going to be in a good place either.
When they were considering a home birth, they learned that many of their friends were having their babies at home. According to the county clerk in Benzie County, Michigan, where Betsy and Frederick lived, an average of 6 babies have been born at home each year for the past decade. Around the time of Betsy's due date, the midwife came to their apartment and approved her for home birth.
And then I kid you not, she left. 30 minutes later, my water broke.
The midwife told Betsy to get some rest and prepare for labor. In the early morning hours, as the full moonlight shone through the apartment windows, Betsy's contractions began. By noon, when the midwife and her assistants arrived, temperatures were hovering around 90 degrees. There was no air conditioning, and the only circulation came from the occasional lake breeze.
And it was really hot that day. So yes. Windows were open, and I remember telling Frederick, like, should we shut the windows because people are downstairs? But it was, like, way too hot to make that decision. So we just had the windows open.
In the living room of their apartment, Betsy labored with the assistance of the midwife and Frederick. As the labor progressed, they started playing records to help them focus and relax.
So it was Eleanor Rigby, actually. Yep, but by Aretha Franklin. Yes! And all the midwives were grooving, and I was just screaming. I'm
Eleanor Rigby. That was around 5 p.m., happy hour. Corey Bissell and his friends were enjoying cocktails on the deck below.
And all of a sudden I hear a screamer, a screech. We all kind of looked around for a minute, and I said to him, was that a baby rabbit? Did somebody hear that? Because it just sounded very high-pitched and intense. And we kind of didn't think anything of it, and Marilyn, who's a regular waitress here, she set down our drinks and clasps her hands and goes, it's such an exciting day. A miracle is happening upstairs.
I remember being in, like, the throes of pushing, and I had been pushing for probably 2 hours at that point. It was during the Ring of Fire, if you're familiar with that term. That's, like, when the baby's head is actually coming through. And it's a insanely painful feeling, and it did scare me a little bit. And I remember one of the midwives, she made eye contact with me, and she said, this is a safe feeling. She said, this is a safe feeling. And when I heard that, I'm like, okay, I can do this.
And when she came out, you know, obviously there was like this that moment of like, you know, does she have all the limbs? Like, is she, you know, like, I'm looking at the midwife kind of, because, you know, it's a newborn baby, you don't really know what you're looking at. And of course she started screaming immediately, so that was a good sign. And then she just put her on Betsy's chest, and Betsy was sitting in my lap, and we just sat there just like bawling. Like, I've never cried like that ever in my life, and it was great. Like, it felt great, but it was just like, you're here, welcome, you know.
They named the baby girl Francisca. For the patrons and staff of the Cabbage Shed, the tale of Francisca's birth is legendary. Beth Rotler, the restaurant owner, gets a lot of questions about Francisca, also known as the Cabbage Shed baby.
So now, like, she's got all these people checking in on her to see, you know, when is she going to take her first steps. And
while she hasn't taken any steps yet, Francisca is enjoying plenty of milk and long naps. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Gretchen Carr.